I'm Andy Richardson with your weekly Shropshire Star podcast. The story that dominated the news this week was a fire at Osbaston House in Maysbrook. I'm joined by Shropshire Star's business editor, Amy Bold. So, Amy, the fire itself, I think, a pretty savage fire.
It was, and actually in two places. It wasn't just the house that went up, but a separate fire in the garage where you can clearly see on photographs that have been in the Shropshire Star and on ShropshireStar.com this week, included Land Rovers, Aston Martins and what looks like a couple of Porsches. Police are, I would think, going to be investigating this for several months to come. There's also the background with regard to his business dealings, which may or may not have been connected to the fire.
Now, I think that as business editor, you've been looking through some of the dealings that the Fosters had and some of the comments that were made by High Court judges or by judges who had looked into some of his activities, and that's been quite revealing in itself.
It has. Strangely enough, Mr. Foster, for a millionaire businessman who actually ran a oil insulation pipe company in Telford, isn't particularly well known in the business community. Although he lived out at Maysbrook near Oswestry, his company was in Horton Wood, Telford. It appears that he'd been involved in several court cases, and a judge, in fact, earlier this year described him as being bereft of the basics of commercial morality after a business deal with a distributor went wrong. And also, looking into his business, Ulver Limited, it seems that earlier this year he transferred all of the assets from Ulver Limited into a holdings company headed up by himself and his wife, which does beg the question why he was so keen to strip that company of assets when it was just about to be taken over by administrators.
So obviously there's a lot more to emerge over the next few weeks.
I would think over the next few weeks, and looking at the state of the damage of the property, I would think it's going to take a considerable time for forensics to be able to say exactly what went on in that house on Monday night.
One of the more interesting stories this week comes from Shrewsbury, where they're baking a huge birthday cake to celebrate a special day for Charles Darwin. Simon Hardy, senior reporter on Shropshire Stars here. Simon, what's this all about?
Well, Charles Darwin, the world's most famous naturalist, one of the world's most famous scientists, celebrates his bicentenary next year on February the 12th. So many things have been organised. There's a Darwin festival going on, and one of the things they're going to be doing for that is baking a giant birthday cake for Charles. Not that he'll be around to enjoy it, unfortunately.
So how are they going to sell it? Thousands of candles or something like that? Or?
Well, they're anticipating a cake large enough to take 200 candles. Not only that, the candles are going to be absolutely enormous. When I say enormous, they're going to be having a fire engine standing by on the day when they light the candles, just in case something goes wrong. So that's how big it is. It's not actually going to be the world's biggest cake. They said they're aiming for around there. But I've just done a bit of research, and I think they've got a way to go, because the world's biggest was baked in China in 2006 and weighed 8 tonnes. But it'll still be large.
I'm joined by the Shropshire Star's assistant editor, Carl Jones, and I think there's lots to look forward to next week in terms of supplements.
Diverse range of topics we're going to be looking at next week, probably starting tomorrow with our business supplement. And it's a busy week on the financial front. There's some quite important announcements due out over the next 7 days, which will give us an idea of the state of the economy. We've got a couple of guest economists who are going to be talking in our supplement on Monday about what they make of it all. On Tuesday, Shropshire County Council have come on board with us, and they're putting an 8-page supplement in the paper called Invest in Shropshire, which is a sort of combination of looking at where some of the inward investment money is going into the county and some of the plans the county council have got as they wind down before they become a unitary authority. Wednesday, we've got more of our latest property market updates with our homes and property supplement. And then on Thursday, we've got two supplements, our usual Job Star, and then the fourth of 6 weeks of Prospectus, which is full of more careers advice.
And that's particularly good, I suppose, for the people who've just got GCSEs, A-levels, those sorts of things.
Absolutely. And this week we're looking at, as well as potential career ideas and training schemes, what maybe students can do if they fancy taking a gap year as well. So that'll be worth having a look at.
Great.
And then on Friday, in our Autostar supplement, quite an interesting chap called Pete Griffith from Telford, who set up a company called Skid School, and he's taking this portable skid pan around to various public car parks. He uses it to train emergency officers, but youngsters can have a bit of a go and try it out for themselves, so that should be quite good fun.
Great, we'll look forward to those. Thanks very much. In addition to all your local news, events, court cases and council meetings, there'll be a number of special reports in next week's Shropshire Star. The Conservative Party is holding a pre-conference reception in Birmingham next week. David Cameron is expected to be there, and we'll have the Shropshire Star's own municipal correspondent, Dave Morris, on hand to file reports. Other things to look out for next week include a series of concerts at the Quarry Park in Shrewsbury called Indian Summer. On Friday night, Travis will play at the Quarry, and then on Saturday, Russell Watson will follow. There'll be previews, photographs, and reviews of both events.